the dawn of KVMR, there has always been an other side. An unusual place where each week you get to take a roller coaster ride into uncharted territory for 120 mind-tingling minutes full of sounds and music from all around the known and unknown universe. That's the other side. A happy habit. Tuesday nights from 8 to 10 p.m., where you'll hear the kind of music and sounds that will keep you coming back for more, week after week, even though you may not know why.
Greetings and welcome to The Other Side. My name is Warrior Blue Tarp Tenali, producer of Muddy Boots. And for this show, I am airing part one of Totally High Holy Rainbow Colored Spirit Hawk of Awakened Manifestation, featuring 15 years of field recordings I've made at rainbow gatherings around the world. If you're unfamiliar, in a nutshell, rainbow gatherings are a temporary non-commercial event, a place to come, camp, share, and pray for world peace. They're held in a remote environment, in faraway places such as a national forest, or in some countries, on private land. In turn, and in regards to recording, everyone there is at the mercy of the elements. It can be an extremely difficult recording situation. Yet, spontaneous, which, for me, makes it incredibly motivating to try my hand at such an endeavor. In these recordings, you are liable to hear sneezes, crickets, campfire crackles, laughter, and so on. Actually, at times I find the backdrop sounds to be as interesting as the foreground. Every now and then, a whimpering child or a faraway hoot weaves perfectly with the lyrical content in synchronous wonderment, spellbinding even. While some of the recordings, dozens singing along kumbaya-ishly around the campfire, may come off as a wee bit twee, I would argue many do stand the test of time though, mostly because they are raw, passionate, with unhindered emotion. And odd to think in today's world, shared without any financial pursuit or gain. And because it being a non-commercial event, put on by the public and for the public, sometimes, yes, sometimes, magic can happen. And some of what you'll hear in this show may impart such a feeling. So, one of the primary focuses of a gathering, and at the root of why the first gathering occurred in 1972, is the prayer for world peace on July 4th, which commences with a morning of silence in a designated meadow where thousands gather in a circle to hold hands and begin to ohm for several riveting moments before a children's parade ends the silence and the masses burst out in merriment. Imperfections and all, There's really nothing quite like it. And yeah, it's probably naive. I know. Especially in today's confusing, information overloaded, and sometimes seemingly apathetic-minded world. Nonetheless, methinks, we must keep the dream alive. Like Oscar Wilde once said, a map of the world that does not include utopia is not worth even glancing at, for it leaves out the one country at which humanity is, always landing. And when humanity lands there, it looks out and, seeing a better country, sets sail. Progress is the realization of utopias.
Casting a wide net, finding the common thread, letting life flourish, and saying, don't panic, just keep it organic.
Hear that, everybody? About it, so we know. This is the man, bro.
Oh, sorry. It's only like 3 generations old, but I keep reading.
I'm heading back out to nature's cathedrals to baptize myself in the river of life. I set my soul free to soar with the eagles, and I built me a campfire to light up the night. And there's whispering thunder in the sky that I'm under. It cuts through my mind like sight for the blind. The world that I want is too hard to look for when the world that I need is so easy to find. I lay myself down under blankets of sky. The flicker of the firelight will dance in my eye. I drift off to sleep like a babe in the woods, praying my evils don't outweigh my goods. Wake up to rain and I hear the wind race. The drops are like pixies are kissing my face. It's so nice to be here and I feel so good. I will gladly trade iron and concrete for wood. To the mountains, to the valleys, to the rivers and streams. With a pocket full of wishes and a head full of dreams. And I'm heading back out to nature's cathedrals to baptize myself in the river of life. And I set my soul free to soar with the eagles. And I built me a campfire to light up the night.
I was hearing a lot about love and stuff, and was just thinking of love as breath.
In the dark, 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 dark. I'm going to read you a poem called Touching Your Heart. I want to kiss you, but before I do, I thought you should know your beauty intimidated my ego below ground zero. Your presence twisted my tongue, rendering this poet speechless. As we were about to part, I wanted to touch your lips to mine. Four lips plus two tongues to equal the sum of one. So I tell you this before we kiss. The first time we held hands, I stumbled over a time warp in the pitter-patter of a junior high heartbeat of not knowing what to do. And knowing the top of the world was in the moment. If your eyes were two suns, I would defy my mother and stare into them until I went blind. If your large pupils were disco balls, I would step back into the 80s and Pump up the volume. Pump up the volume. Pump up the volume. Dance, dance, dance. Skating around your ring, trying to catch the fractions of light you have shed upon me. If your smiles were watercolors, I would let you bleed your hues into my coloring book and not worry about going outside the lines. If your lips were oil paints, I would want you to lay them thick on my body's canvas for the taste of texture. And if the lower side of your neck were the forbidden fruit,
oh my goodness.
It would have to be a bulbous mango, because that's the one thing I can't resist suckling and sinking my teeth into. And if I had the time to be a father, I would have the patience of father time to wait for our first kiss, but shit. I don't have that kind of time. Because your kiss would be the master key. And if I were God, for one day to create anything I wanted in you, I would take your stories of tragedy, guilt, hurt, shame, and sorrow, along with every moment of love, peace, laughter, and serenity, only to let you go through them all again. You are Mother Earth. I'm a pickaxe. I dig you for who you are. I, playing God, would leave you as is. Everything you've done is who you are. I am too imperfect to paint a picture like that. And know that I've dreamed of you when I was troubled. My mouth could open curtains behind my ribcage so you could see me raw. But my words swallowed my tongue. I choked on my own thoughts, which found their way through a pen. Answer me this. If your heart were a Tootsie Pop, how many poems would it take to get to the center? I want to touch it with a kiss.
Sometimes in our lives, we all get hard, we all get boners. If we are wise, we'll unzip the flies of gay stoners. Dream of me after this song, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you fill the bumble. It won't be long that I'm gonna be somebody to cream on. Just jerk off. There is a load that you have to blow, and you can't tarry. I'm right up the road, I'll blow your load. If you just call me, but you just took off your brother.
That's really mad.
I've been electrified. Plugged in, turned on, I'm alive. Every pulse, every beat, every step is powered by my insides. I can't stop living, I can't stop thinking, I'm alive. Touch me and feel the shock. That's 10,000 volts of pure living electricity flowing through me. From me to you, you're alive too. Can't you feel it?
I was searching for God under rocks yesterday. Then God called from a tree. I turned, but it was just my personality, for which I'm also seeking. So if I arrive before I return, please remind me that I won't be coming back, and it's okay. You don't need me anymore. All is correct. When the sun sets, the birds start sounding in rhythm across the mountains. It is worship, and they sing daily. Why must I classify this experience of existence with mundane labels? I am home.
Thank you. to go where you'll be.
Gyre and gimble in the waves. All means you were the boar groves and the mome rats. Outgrave. Beware the Jabberwock, my son, the jaws that bite, the claws that catch. Beware the Jubjub bird and shun the frumious Bandersnatch. He took his vorpal sword in hand. Long time the manxome foe he sought. So rested he by the tum-tum tree and stood a while in thought.
A visitor! A visitor! I hardly ever get visitors, oh good.
Master, I've traveled many months and so far I've come from overseas just to seek you out and climb these mountains because I cannot rest until I find the answer to the meaning of life.
Oh, you want to know the meaning of life? Okay, I can see you have overcome many hardships to be here. Thirst and hunger, exhaustion, okay. I will not keep it from you any longer. Here it is, the meaning of life. We are all seeking happiness.
Excuse me?
Did you belch? We are all searching for happiness.
I'm sorry.
No need to apologize. We all need happiness in our lives.
A penis?
Happiness!
Oh. Happiness.
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 Oh. A penis.
A penis.
A penis.
A penis.
A penis is elusive. Just when you think you have found it, it slips right through your fingers. No matter how tight you try to hold on, it escapes your grip. Why? Because it is not real. It's illusion. To find a penis which is real, you must know where to look.
Where's that?
To find a penis, you must look within. You will find a penis inside you.
I was just looking for a guru. I'm not into that. I'm going.
Wait, come back. Wait. But imagine that. To have traveled so far for weeks and weeks to climb this mountain and to leave so soon. I don't understand it. All I know is one day I will reach Nirvana and find a penis.
God, that's so awesome.
Walk away and you never say it.
So everybody pick up an instrument. Whatever you can find lying around or whistling is good too. Here we go.
Like the TV, Not me, I just watch the sky. I feel a better sense of freedom watching the hawks and eagles fly. And the sound of the rivers running free out to sea. Running through the canyons, yeah, that's what fills me. It's time to plant our gardens, get ready for another year. Take advantage of this weather while the sky's still blue and clear. Corn and beans, squash and kale, I'd like to grow together. Save our seeds and keep them dry, and we'll be eating right forever. Give me a simple life in the country where I can be free. Give me a fresh spring in a garden. All that I need, I need an earth home on this planet to live out my days. My heart really loves those simple ways. I stretch in the morning, rise and say hi to the sun. You know we got a lot of work to do, and there's enough for everyone. The rain's gonna be coming soon, we got a lot of wood to move. We gotta keep this family dry if it's the only thing we do. Give me a simple life in the country where I can be. All that I need an earth home on this planet to live out my days. My heart really loves the simple ways. Real food from the garden. Jarring up, we don't need it, putting it away. Life in our own village, listen to the children play. Swimming in the river at the end of the day. Where I can be free. Give me a fresh spring in a garden. That's all that I need. I need an earth home on this planet to live out my days. My heart really loves those simple ways. Give me a simple life in the country where I can be. All that I need an earth home on this planet to live out my days. My heart really loves the ways. My heart really loves the ways.
community, communication, communion, common words, sounds spout out to verify this experience.
Still down for it, still fighting that common thread, saying interacting, intersecting, interrelating with the people I meet, entertaining and being entertained by the folks along the way. Support the Native people. They'll watch out for you. Support the Latino people. Their spirit will be with you. Support the Rastas. Them dreadlock Rastas and Jah will smile right down on you. Support the old folks. They'll bring the wisdom along. Support the kids. Hip-hopping, punk-rocking, and skanking too. Support the kids and you know they'll be right there by your side. Support the people, and they'll support you. Unite with the many to oppose the few. Feed the people, they'll feed you. Encourage one another, support one another, love one another, take down the walls, open the doors, get rid of the borders too. Families, bands, tribes, communities, I'll believe in that, but borders, just a line on their map. Find the common thread, let life flourish. The path leads within, and the path leads without, and the path should as lead with you, brothers and sisters. So let's get on the same page, get out of the box, and push the envelope. The whole is greater than the sum of its parts, and we can do more together than any of us can do on our own. Thanks a lot, brothers and sisters. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Power to the people. Let's bring it back.
Welcome again to The Other Side. My name is Bursting Bubbles Tenali, and we're exploring my collection of field recordings made at Rainbow Gatherings over the last 15 years or so. If you're unfamiliar with Rainbow Gatherings, well, let's just say they're sort of a non-commercial temporary autonomous zone situated in a remote environment, typically in the forest and mountains. There are no star performers, per se, at Rainbow. We're all stars in our own movie. And in the first hour's playlist, we heard much campfire chat, frogs, crickets, and so on and so forth. We also heard songs and poems. And the list of pocket trades, songs, was... We began with Raccoon, Nature's Cathedral. Then we heard Jerusalem Camp with Mount Zion, a poem by Anon, Touching Your Heart. Then we heard Shiloh Circle with Cream on Me, G-Funk with What Do You Do with the Trip in Rainbow, The Feeders with She Feeds Me, Luix with Toteca, Song Poem, Matthew and Yogi Bear with A Venus, Ash Tree Divine with How You Been, Human with Simple Ways. We finished up with a poem by Diamond Dave. We are the ones. Alrighty. Stay tuned for the second hour. Soon come.